Rightio, let's get into it. We've got great news, bursting news, breaking news about dams. Vanessa Winning, be quick.
We do, yeah. So,
Chief Executive of Irrigation New Zealand, I apologise for not introducing you correctly. What is the breaking news?
No worries. Breaking news is that Minister Pink, along with MB, have announced today that the dam safety regulations will be changed to match the building consent requirements. So all dams under 4 metres will no longer be required to have a dam safety approach. And so you don't have a costly engineer coming out to your farm dams to review them and check them over.
Yes, so, well, I'd imagine that 4 metre threshold would just about cover most farm dams, right?
Yeah, well, MBs are estimating that about 2,000 dams will be affected or won't be affected. We estimate it's more like about 3,500 because, you know, you don't have to have a building consent for under 4 metres. So there's a whole bunch of dams out there that we're not actually aware of and will be quite small.
You must be excited that Shane Jones is the Minister of Regional Development because he wants to dam up a lot of things.
Oh, look, I've had quite a bit of time with Shane Jones. Met up with him again up at Taitokoro about a fortnight or so ago. It is pleasing to see that there is some change in momentum around dams and also just water storage in general. Without it, we would, you know, we'd be in major problems around Canterbury at the moment.
Exactly. We need more of them. Hey, Vanessa, we've got to go because it's sort of unofficially, it's the Clayton's last day for Rowena, and I've got to say something nice and meaningful to her and heartfelt, which I'm going to do in a moment.